Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Mackinac Policy Conference is in full swing. Michigan's decision makers gathered on Mackinac Island, and that includes State House Speaker Tom Leonard, who is with us now. Mr. Speaker, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'd like to start by getting your take on some possible ballot measures. Now, for folks at home, once a voter-driven initiative is certified to be on the ballot, the legislature has 40 days and three options. You can amend and pass, and it would automatically become law without the need for the governor's signature, offer a competing proposal, or do nothing and let it go to the ballot. So the deadline for the legislature to act on the initiative to legalize recreational marijuana is June 5th, which is next Tuesday. I know you've said in the past there's not a lot of chance in the House that the House would take it up. So has any last-minute momentum been building?
No, I do not see that has happened. And at this point, I would fully anticipate, the citizens will have to decide this. This is likely going to go to the ballot. There is very little support in the caucus. I mean, essentially, for those that are saying that there's momentum, this is like the equivalence of somebody buying five lottery tickets versus one lottery ticket. I just do not see it happening. And barring some miracle for the folks that want to see this pass, at least through the legislature, I do not see it happening. So we'll see what happens next week, but I fully anticipate this will go to the ballot and the citizens will have to decide this issue.
How concerned are you that having this on the ballot could drive more Democratic-leaning voters to the polls on Election Day?
Well, one, I'm not. Let me say this. First, I'm not. And I think that's a bad way to look at things. Anybody right now that is saying that we need to let that push policy, that's just wrong. That's not what we were elected to do. We were elected to do what we felt was best for our citizens, not pass policy based on whether or not Republicans or Democrats are going to show up at the ballot. So I just believe that's the absolute wrong reasoning. But second, I do not believe this is necessarily going to push Democrat turnout the way that many believe it's going to. I've seen two polls. I've seen one that shows that if this goes on the ballot, it will pass with over 60% of the vote. I've also seen polls that have shown once individuals are educated on this issue, it's got less than 50% support. So, you know, for me, I'm personally opposed to this. I was a former prosecutor. I've seen the damage that this can cause to individuals' lives. And I think this is something the citizens need to decide. And I do believe this is something that can be defeated at the ballot.
I'm going to pivot over to the initiative to repeal the state's prevailing wage law that requires union wages to be paid on all state projects. It has broad support among your caucus. So assuming the House will vote on this one, what's your timetable on taking that up?
Right. Well, this is one issue I really hate to assume because we've seen a couple of the individuals on the Board of Canvassers have really played politics with this. But assuming they do the right thing tomorrow and they follow this court order and they do certify this and it does go to the House and to the Senate, I would fully anticipate we will take this up at some point next week. I believe the support is there. This is something we need to do. We need to get done to protect our taxpayers. And I would anticipate it getting done next week.
Certification of the initiative that would create an independent redistricting commission has been put on hold to wait for the result of a lawsuit seeking to halt the measure. Should the suit fail and the initiative be certified, are you considering taking up something regarding redistricting in the House?
Well, this is something, I mean, that would be so much speculation because, as you know, this lawsuit, as you mentioned, is out there. I don't want to speculate. What I would say is this, I believe this is a very unfortunate and misleading ballot initiative. This is not a bipartisan initiative. This is something that is being run and pushed by the Democrats because they've simply lost election after election over the past 8 years. They claim they've got bipartisan support. To the best of my knowledge, there's one public Republican supporter right now, and this is somebody that endorsed and supported Hillary Clinton in the last election. So I'm hard-pressed to believe that this is bipartisan. I believe this is one-sided. It's being pushed by one side, and hopefully this thing will be defeated in the courts.
You're referring to former GOP Congressman Joe Schwartz.
Yes, that's exactly who I'm referring to.
You know, last time around, the legislature acted to keep a minimum wage increase off the ballot, and it looks like there could be another ballot initiative certified that would raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2022 and gradually increase the percentage of the minimum wage that tipped employees get. Should that make it to the ballot, what do you plan to do?
Well, I personally would be voting no. I mean, this would be destructive for our state. This would take us back to the lost decade. I mean, even the waitresses that I talked to, I believe there's a union that represents waitresses and waiters are here at the island. They oppose this because they know how destructive this could be for their industry. I've spoken to restaurant owners. This will put many of them out of business. This will put us back to the times when we had 15% unemployment and, you know, lost nearly a million jobs. I don't know why anybody would want to reset the progress that we've made over the past 8 years, take us back to the lost decade. So certainly something that I oppose, and I will tell you, the people that this outside Washington, D.C. group claims that they are supporting, they are up here opposing this as well.
Another initiative that would require employers to pay mandatory paid sick leave looks like it's progressing and could get on the ballot. Business organizations such as the Michigan Manufacturers Association are against it. They worry it would be too burdensome. Again, should it make the ballot? What might you in the House do?
You know, I don't know what I could say about this that I didn't say about the minimum wage increase. Same thing. I mean, this would be a huge burden on employers in the state of Michigan. I think this would be a big hindrance to the progress that we've made over the past 8 years. Again, I don't want to speculate until everything plays out, till it's gone through the legal process. But certainly, if this lands on our laps, we'll decide what to do then.
We're speaking with State House Speaker Tom Leonard, and I want to shift over to one of your main priorities, Speaker Leonard, and that's fixing our mental health system. At the legislature's direction, a group consisting of HHS officials, providers, advocates, and health plan executives have been discussing how to better coordinate physical and mental health care, which would require some major changes in how Michigan delivers mental health care and who manages it. Now, they've been at it for about 2 years. What are your thoughts on where things are right now?
Well, certainly a lot of progress has been made. As you know, this has been a top issue or priority for me since I became Speaker of the House, and I was very clear from day one about two things. One, I didn't know where to begin. I just knew that we had a major problem that we had identified that we needed to fix, that we needed to resolve. But secondly, I was very clear that I believe that this system is so broken that even if we make substantial progress this term, it's going to be nothing more than a few raindrops in the ocean compared to what we need to do. We have made substantial progress. We put together a bipartisan task force. They sent a report to me in December. I believe we've passed about half of those recommendations, or at least made progress on at least half of those recommendations through the House over the past few months, and we're going to continue to work upon it. But certainly, delivery of resources is certainly something we've got to talk about. We've got to do a better job. I know a lot of progress has been made, and we'll continue to push forward.
But back to that integration, things seem to have stalled. What's it going to take to get some motion?
Well, we've just got to continue to push forward with legislation in the House. Again, this is a very, very tough issue. One of the things that has been very frustrating about this is when you get mental health groups, when they come in, when they have their meetings, when they talk to you, they typically tell you two things. One, it's that everybody else is doing it wrong and we're doing it right and everybody's got to do it like we do. And then secondly, they say the only way you're going to fix this is through more money, through more funding. There's no doubt that we do have to talk about the funding aspect of this, but we really need groups to come in that want to bring real solutions to the table, that will talk about how best to deliver these resources versus just coming in and saying we're the only ones that do it right, everybody else is wrong, and you need to do it the way that we are.
Speaker Leonard, we've got the sites and the partners already chosen for three pilot projects and one demonstration project to kind of move things forward and, most importantly, test new ideas. And they were supposed to begin October 1st, but HHS recently announced the start date could be delayed up to a year now. Why the delay?
That's a good question. You would have to ask them about that. That is not one I have the specific details on. What I've been focused on is the reform that's been part of our action plan. And what I can tell you is I can only control what we do in the House. We have made substantial progress on that action plan in regards to improving our mental health resources. That specific question, that is one you'd have to go to the administration on.
The private health plans certainly have been lobbying hard to have more control of the state's behavioral health system, and they say they can do the job more efficiently. Advocates are concerned more privatization could lead to lower quality services, especially for the most seriously ill. As you look at this, what do you think?
Yeah, I can't agree with that assessment. What I would say is what we have been doing is not working. We all know that. We know that we have a broken system. Now, I can't say with 100% certainty that if we turn this over to the private sector, it will be done better. But what I do know is that's a conversation we have to have, because what we're doing right now is not working.
Well, Meridian, which is Michigan's largest Medicaid health plan, was just sold to WellCare Health Plans based in Florida. Meridian executives have been leading the effort on the health plan side. So speaking of WellCare, WellCare has paid out more than $200 million in settlements for fraud since 2009. That's according to the Department of Justice. And then in 2013, a federal jury in Tampa found WellCare executives, including the CEO at the time, guilty of filing expense reports to Florida's State Health Care Administration, overstating the amount the company spent on mental health services for Medicaid patients. Does any of that give you pause at all about letting health plans manage Michigan's $2.6 billion Medicaid budget for mental health?
Well, first, I'd say this. This is the first time anybody has actually brought those facts to me regarding WellCare. And, you know, I'm not going to speculate or cast judgment on somebody when facts have just been brought to me. But certainly, if that's true and that's happened, that's troubling. But we shouldn't allow, you know, two specific instances that have happened in one state to completely put us in a place where we're not moving the ball forward and at least trying to improve our system. So this is the first time those facts have been brought to my attention. I'm not going to speculate on those until I've had an opportunity to actually look at that more in depth and look at the facts before me.
State House Speaker Tom Leonard with us now from Mackinac Island at the policy conference. Thanks so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thanks, Cindy. Thank you for having me.